another fabulous man, is Dennis Byrne. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
Okay, I just have to read some of this resume because it's absolutely wonderful. You won the Hennessy Literary Award for short story. You also had four plays broadcast by RTE and one of them winning the PJ O'Connor Award. And you're the winner of the 2002 one-act play competition. I mean, it's a wonderful resume. I could go on and all the way down it. So,
yeah, no, don't bother.
Okay. Okay. How did you get into writing in the first place? Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
Well, I'm originally from the south side, but I've been living in Artaim for the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
As regards to the writing, I mean, I always wrote, you know, it's, mm-hmm. I think it's something that's in you, it's not, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Okay, yeah, but it's unusual to an extent as well. It's not just the novels, it's actual plays and broadcast. That's a rather difficult part of writing, isn't it?
Yeah. But as I say, I can hardly remember the time when I wasn't writing something or other, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the process of getting them aired, especially on RTE, and when you submit them, is that a difficult procedure?
It usually is. Yeah, like I mean. Every writer gets rejections left, right and centre, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's an awful lot of luck involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hell of a lot better writers than I am.
I think I'm being rather modest now, Dennis.
Well, they're not really. I know them and they don't get stuff on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's pure luck. Right time, right place, you know.
And when you get places like the Crescendo Theatre or the Oakwood Theatre or even the Cork Arts Festival and stuff like that, and they're submitted there, do you have to submit them to them?
Oh, absolutely.
Do they approach you?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. You submit it with your CV, etc., and mm-hmm. whatever you've done in the past, and they have a kind of panel of readers.
Mm-hmm.
And they select them, you know, so...
And when it's eventually gets to the stage where it's going to be performed, do you have any hand or part in it, or is it just taken off of you and they say thank you?
Oh, they take it away.
Take it away.
They may consult, you know, and then... And they may not.
And you're always happy with the way it's portrayed
no,
for you?
No, not really, okay. But most of the time.
Yeah, I've heard people...
80% of the time.
Yeah, I've heard some people saying that.
I've seen one or two that I felt like crawling out the back, if you know what I mean.
Okay, but most of them you've been pretty
happy. Absolutely, yeah. I have to mention Riverside Drama,
mm-hmm.
Circle. I approach them. I'm actually a member, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've had quite a lot there.
About 8 years ago.
Okay, but you've had quite a lot there.
And I couldn't speak highly enough of them, you know.
And you know the six, the half-hour comedy
right,
drama episode?
That was on your own
on
station,
FM.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrific they were, I must say. And the ones for RTE, any of them ever done on a Sunday evening? Because I often listen to some of them on a Sunday evening.
Not now. These were a fair bit ago, you know.
Okay. But I've been listening to them a long time.
You know Declan Cowell,
mm-hmm.
no doubt. Declan did broadcast one of those last year on your station, a thing called Loose Ends. You know?
Yes, yeah. Was that comedy as well, or is it drama?
Kind of comedy drama, if you like to call it that. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're constantly writing. Do you have a form that you work by? Do you have a schedule that you use?
Well, I try to do something every day, even if it's only looking at the wall over the computer.
Okay, do you use a computer word processor or?
Ah, yeah. Yeah
okay.
Yeah.
Not the old-fashioned handwritten one. No.
Well, I used to.
Did you really?
Big difference now.
So you find it much easier now?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I mean, when you make a mistake, you can just get rid of it.
Pretty quickly on the computer,
yeah,
Ari.
Yeah.
And as far as the schedule goes, Dennis, I mean, I know you said that you try to do something every day, but is there a particular time of the day, or are you one of these?
It's usually in the afternoon.
Okay.
I put in about a 3-hour stint. and then maybe an hour or two after tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay, now, as I said, I wouldn't go through all the resume, but it's a wonderful, wonderful resume of stuff, and it's mostly sort of comedy and a lot of drama as well.
Yeah.
And now you have a complete turnaround, and you've written, or you're in the process of, I'm not sure which, but you can tell me about that, the children's book. So how did that come about?
I don't know. I just decided I'd like to write one for the change. And
so how's it coming along? Is it finished?
Oh, it's finished, yeah.
Oh, great.
It's actually been published. It's been published by Original Writing.
Okay.
It's on that website, www.originalwriting.ie.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's interested, if they go into their bookstore, new releases,
mm-hmm.
just click on that. And click on the book, which is called Danny Dempsey and the Unlikely Alliance, and they'll find out all about it, you know.
Danny Dempsey and the Unlikely Alliance,
and
that's the name of the book.
Alliance.
Can you give us any of the substance of the story without giving it too much away?
No, it's about, if I could just, the governor of the central bank.
Oh, boy, God.
And his granddaughter are kidnapped by an arch criminal and held for a huge ransom. Now, Danny Dempsey is called upon by Superintendent Clifford, who's a bit of an eccentric, and has worked before with Danny on criminal cases.
Mm-hmm.
I know this has gone into the realms of fantasy, but Danny has a transforming alligator, Charlie, and the superintendent cobbles together a kind of a covert team. But Danny has an affinity with animals, woodland animals and domestic animals, and he has the ability to communicate with them.
Sounds great. Well, don't give us too much of it away, but people...
No, but so he calls on them to help him and help the team rescue the hostages, you know.
Sounds good, but it is available now on originalwriting.ie.
Yep, yep.
Okay, looks like another success story for you, Danny,
well,
or Dennis.
Not yet, but maybe it'll get a break, I don't know.
I'd say so. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Can we look forward to some more plays on Near FM as well?
Well, I have something in mind that Declan's having a look at, so...
Okay, so you're a busy man, busy
well,
man.
Well, I think he is actually... rehearsing one at the moment up there, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, we can
a
look forward.
A thing called Poodles.
We can have a look forward to that as well,
yeah,
on it.
With a
okay.
little look. Thanks very much.
Anyway, as I said, you're a very, very busy man, and congratulations on this new Danny Dempsey and the Unlikely Alliance, and you get on originalwriting.ie.
Yeah.
But for the meantime, hope to talk to you again soon.
You're very good to give me a bit of a boost.
Not at all. I'm looking forward to reading it.
Thanks very much,
Dennis.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.